Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. We've got a Friday, the 8th day of December. So far this month, we've had some record-setting warmth. We had a warmer than normal November. And although we've got some winter weather approaching here for today, especially tonight, looks like December also may be warmer than normal, drier than normal. A great finish to the year. Checking farm news this morning, new report from the EPA's Hypoxia Task Force shows that the work of farmers and ranchers to reduce nutrient losses flowing into the Mississippi River watershed is paying off. The report reveals the 12 participating states have met interim nitrogen reduction goals 2 years ahead of schedule and are also making considerable progress in bringing down phosphorus losses. The goals are part of a comprehensive strategy established by state and federal agencies across the Mississippi River watershed region. Farmers and ranchers were tasked with helping to reduce nutrient losses by 20% by 2025. Courtney Briggs is Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau.
EPA's Hypoxia Task Force has set the interim goal of reducing both nitrogen and phosphorus levels in the Mississippi River Basin at 20% by 2025. And they are periodically required to provide progress reports to Congress. This latest data indicates that we have already met the 20% reduction goal for nitrogen. And while we have not met the 2025 goal yet for phosphorus loss, we are trending in the right direction.
Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says, "I commend the farmers in each of the states for their instrumental role in making these strides and encourage continued work to meet the 2035 goals." Well, it's annual meeting time for groups like American Crystal Sugar. We'll hear from sugar beet grower leaders coming up here in the next two segments, but it's also time for the United Soybean Board to have their annual gathering, and they have elected Steve Reinhard from Ohio as the 2024 chair and 10 additional farmer leaders to serve on the executive committee. Reinhard says the United Soybean Board will focus on driving positive change, leveraging research and investment to meet consumer demand, and furthering the success of America's soybean farmers. The USB also announced that Lucas Lynch will be the new CEO starting January 1st, a familiar name to South Dakotans especially. From the Northeast South Dakota dairy farm family, a few years ago, Lynch served as the director of the South Dakota Agriculture Department. Lynch currently serves on the Dairy Management, Inc. leadership team, which manages the National Dairy Checkoff. Lynch starts his new CEO job New Year's Day. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We're going to take a break for the opening markets and then come back and talk sugar beets.